Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast. We're coming to you not from the stand. We're coming to you from Zoom, everybody, because
Dave's sick. He's a sick Nazi.
Dave's dying. That's right, everyone. You hoped for it. Dave got COVID.
supposedly.
I'm Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We still got Davey Smith. He's all right. He's fine.
I would have come in and infected all you dummies.
Dave's taking a horse dewormer. Turtle vitamins, whatever you can get his hands on.
Those little dry shrimps that you feed to turtles.
He's got fish flakes. He's good. Everything's fine.
I got that liver. Neck shit that I won't even tell you about, that only we know.
The still beating heart of a two-headed goat.
We put a doggy booties on him.
Everything. Yeah, he's got that funnel around his neck so he can't bite his own fucking feet.
Dave just does animal medicine.
Well, it's going pretty good. Very mild symptoms.
You take any animal medicine? He got declawed this week. He's doing everything he can, naturally, to make this happen. Of course, you know, everyone, the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Blah, blah, motherfuckers.
Oh, that's blah, not blah, your normal blah. Energy.
Yeah. Doggy, I am so exhausted. It's been such a long week, and now we're getting ready to do this trip to Jamaica tomorrow. And it's just sort of all hitting me now where I'm just exhausted. I just want to get to the villa, relax, hang out with the Gas Digital crew.
Lewis has to understand, Jay, right before Lewis goes to Jamaica, his energy is all the way low. Yep. And then Jamaica refuels him for another 6 months.
That's it.
And so he's
full,
just
can
like,
I, can
he's
I
just
say full disclosure?
All the way down.
My voice is shredded because Bobby made me yell at him earlier.
Oh,
that seems like a one-sided way of putting it.
He made me yell at him earlier. It was
Bobby,
crazy.
Why would you get up and demand that Lewis yell at you today? It seems like a crazy situation when you guys are getting ready.
It's not even a holiday.
Yeah. No, is it your birthday or something, Bobby? Why would Lewis just freak out, yell at you for no reason? Did you get some good news earlier that Lewis didn't like?
Well, no, it's just the condescending attitude that I get early in the morning when I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
Can I give a couple of curtain aside? All right. So me and Bobby, we work together for a long time, right? And we're comfortable.
That's you pulling the curtain aside.
We are friends beyond just, so we're very comfortable, you know, we all are. Everyone, we smoke weed together. We all fucking hang out. We're going on vacation together. It's a different environment at Gas Digital than other environments. So
I had a feeling. I thought they were going to try to kill you like that movie Bully. They're going to get you out of Jamaica and set you free. They're going to set your soul free where you love to be.
Dude, they're going to hunt me with bow and arrows.
It's funny. Goes, Lewis, I hope you enjoy your little villa relaxation because you got a 15-minute head start, bitch.
What a satisfying way to hunt me. With a bow and arrow? Like, Ralph's like, there's 5 bow and arrows on the beach.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, I'll run 6 miles ahead of everyone, and I'll get there in case he gets away.
So, no, here's
is Ralph
the thing.
Going? Is yeah, anybody Ralph's not going. Going?
Ralph's going. Hold on.
Is anybody not able to make it?
No, everyone's going.
Nice.
So, I fucking... the core of this is that I have yelled at Bobby in the past, right? That's the reality, right? And Bobby recently said to me that it bothered him.
I'm there for most of it.
He recently said to me, he expressed to me that it bothers him when I yell at him.
Only it took him 8 years to work up the courage.
But it's also like Bobby will yell at me back. Like, me and Bobby have had screaming matches before, but he expressed to me in a very real way. He was like, yeah, dude, it really bums me out. I really work hard. I don't like when you yell at me.
And I don't like yelling at Lewis at all. I really don't.
Well, that wouldn't have been apparent if you heard our conversation earlier today.
I don't like it either, but sometimes
I'm being a bigger person here. Like, the reality is, like, I know that it's a problem with me. And Bobby came to me and said, hey, dude, I don't like when you yell at me. Maybe a month ago. And I was like, dude, I completely understand that. You're 100% right about that.
I could have told you years ago that Bobby didn't like it when you yelled at him.
I didn't know. I thought he liked it.
You know what? Oh, you thought he was into it? Wait, babe, you don't like being punched until you pass out?
Oh, okay. Oh, babe, you never said anything. You just kept passing out.
Because we never got to punch number two where you could say something.
So a month ago, this happens. And I said, I was like, I will make a commitment to not yell at Bobby or anybody on the staff for that matter anymore. I shouldn't be yelling regardless. It's a fucking bad way to do business with the people that I actually care about. Right. It was a real nice moment. And I apologize, Bobby. Did I not?
Oh, yeah, you did. Absolutely did.
Did I not? And since then, I have not yelled at you. I have not cursed at you. I've not done anything like that. I was like, I heard you loud and clear, no matter how frustrated. By the way, this also came off the heels of them doxing me. This is me yelling about them giving out my phone number to the fucking hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this show. So it's not like it was completely unwarranted, my yelling, but I do also understand that that's not really the way to get the best result of the people that work for me. So I'm growing. All right. So whatever, regardless.
It's been a big month for you.
Today.
You're holding back fury, dude. Look how expressive your hands are with this hand talking.
Doggy, today I find out that David has COVID. Last minute. We're all going to the studio to do the podcast. We all have a plan to be at the studio at noon. Then we have to do Yo MMA rap right afterwards. This was a whole plan today. David hasn't told anybody that he has COVID and that he's not coming in. This is just his own little fucking...
That is... That, he's known for weeks. Yeah, I probably should have told you guys earlier. I will say, it's not like you didn't know. I had basically
told you.
You
said I might have COVID. I told you the next day I was sick. The last thing you said was...
But then the next day I told you I was sick. You're right. I honestly forgot it was today.
We were on a
group tomorrow
text, and yes, you could have easily said, regardless. So
One's on me.
I'm a little frustrated.
Don't you yell at me, motherfucker. You yell at Bobby.
No, we delegate it. Bobby, you yell at Dave.
I got up at 7 o'clock this morning.
I will take my yelling from Bobby.
To go get a COVID test. I find this out. So I'm shifting the plans around now. I'm just a little bit flustered and frustrated, right? So I
flustrated.
Give me one more F word after that. A little bit flustered.
Frustrated and free-based.
So then
some would call me flantic.
I call Bobby because I have to ask. He doesn't understand a text message that I sent him.
So you asked. At this point,
I'm flabbergasted.
You asked who's going to be
wildly angry, wangry.
So you asked who's going to be producing Yo MMA Rap on Zoom, and I said, well, you have the guy Vic who produces that show. I'm assuming he'll be there to take notes and stuff.
So
like
then
that.
In my head, I did all the mental math and I was like, Bobby, you're retarded. Vic's never done a Zoom show. How would he know how to produce it? Obviously, you should know that you're the executive producer of the network. So
Thinking, Lewis. Yeah. I did all the mental math. You thought in your head?
Yeah. Bobby Hutch pulls two heads out of his ass. If there's still three heads up his ass, how many heads were up his ass to begin with?
But first of all, I had every intention to be there for the recording part, but I thought you might have wanted him there.
Bobby, calm down. You're starting to frustrate me.
You might want him there as the producer to take notes, and make sure he knows what's going on. So that's regardless, what I was responding to.
So I'm flustered, and I call Bobby because in my mind, I'm like, obviously Vic doesn't know how to do that, but now I have to call Bobby, right? And explain to him that Vic wouldn't be doing that. Now, all I did was, Bobby, can you do an impression of what I did, Bobby? Can we do each other? This would be like therapy, Bobby. You be me when I called you and the phone rings. And I'll react,
Bobby,
like you.
Do it right.
It was
Wait, hold
it was
on, hold on. Hold
of...
on, Bobby, hold on. Ring, ring. Ring, ring.
Dave's gonna
Dave,
be the phone.
The phone.
Ring, 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 ring.
Bobby, now you answer the phone, and I'm going to be the train behind you.
Which, by the way, also is a frustrating environment for Bobby. On his end, there's a train above his head every 5 minutes, which is like, it feels like his walls are caving in. I understand. Don Bobby. Hello?
Yeah, so obviously Vic's not going to be there to be the producer because he doesn't know how to do stream calls. So you're going to have to find someone, obviously find someone else to do it. And I'm just,
I don't know. Let me do my impression of you.
Hey, wait, Bobby, could you stop? Could please, you get please. The train to stop being the train? Jay's going to be the train.
No, Bobby, can't say that again. It's exactly, because that was exactly what I said, basically.
Yeah, it was like, it was along the lines of, yeah, so obviously Vic is not going to be there because he doesn't know how to do Zoom calls. Obviously, we're going to have to find somebody else.
Now you do Bobby now.
Click. I mean, could you imagine? It's now with Bobby.
He got all the information.
Seemed like a good phone call to me.
He hangs up the phone on me. So,
but why am I getting an attitude?
So you are absolutely right. It was pointed out to us, Lewis, that
I call back, Bobby. So what did I say when I call back?
Yes.
So when he called back, he just started yelling.
No, I did not start yelling that you lied to him. I say, I'm going to assume that you
Bobby is Lewis. Lewis, Jay is trained. Dave is Lewis. Dave.
Lewis, you slipped into Lewis there for a second. Sorry. Understandably, you've been doing that character for many years.
So he calls Bobby back. We need the phone. The phone will be ringing now.
By the way, today's episode is called Cleaning House because we got Bobby on the line here. We got Paco on the line here.
Oh, boy.
It's gonna be wild right before we go to Jamaica.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Go ahead, Dave. This is Lewis calling back Bobby to chat with him.
Sorry.
I mean, by the way, Bobby shadowbox before he picked up this phone because he came back so ready.
I got you. Answer the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just going to assume that your phone hung up on by a mistake and you didn't just hang up the phone on me.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. My phone fucking hung up by mistake. My phone fucking hung up by mistake. You know what? Don't fucking call me and talk to me that way. Who the fuck do you think you're? I'm just screaming at the top of the phone.
Your girlfriend better have been sucking your dick while you were doing this. She's been sitting in a robe. She's holding a gold gun.
Jamming a salami into her pussy. She's Italian.
This isn't how you talk to Robert
Hutch. I mean, it's just an accumulation of times where I've gotten a phone call.
And that's what I said. It ended with me going like, Bobby, fine. We're going to just fucking let bygones be bygones here because I know that I've yelled in the past and that you were anticipating that of me. But I have grown. I have grown tremendously in the past month. Okay.
Have you grown from that first phone call? Where you're going, obviously.
He wasn't that aggressive, but he was very condescending in the way he was talking. Like I was an idiot for even suggesting that his producer would be there.
Phone on me. Are you out of your mind?
By the way, Dave, we said we would look out for it and we haven't, but 90% of the show, Lewis is blocking the E and it does say real ass dud right next to him. The real ass dud.
Real ass dud.
Dud. So you guys made it up and everything's fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
A classic Lewis and Bobby yell at each other.
Me and Bobby have had some fucking real throwdowns.
And I do not want to have those conversations with you, Lewis. I swear to God, I don't. I
don't either,
never
Bobby,
yell
but this is part of being
that.
Friends with Lewis.
I've come to realize that, but it's gone a little too far, I feel.
I mean, that was crazy, and I will say that that was really not me today. Like, I understand maybe it's an accumulation of the years of abuse, and now you're reacting to it like Jennifer Lopez and enough. But
oh, yeah, Bobby's going to come back from Jamaica with an extreme haircut. I'm not taking this shit anymore.
Well, I've been able to get to a place with Lewis where we don't have screaming fights anymore. We used to have them all the time, and we don't have them at all anymore. So if I'm any less, all you got to do is stop hanging out with him.
Yeah. If you just cut off all contact except for on air, things are pretty great.
You have to start a family.
Start a family. Get the hell out of Dodge.
Or at least pretend to. I don't really have a family. Just been avoiding Lewis.
Damn it.
Look at that fucking beard, Dave, as it's getting thick.
Yeah.
But we are very excited to go to Jamaica tomorrow. And I think it's just everyone's very tense right now. There's been a ton of preliminary work for myself, the crew, everybody to just prepare to go so we can take this week off.
No, that makes sense. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment. We're talking to fans who are over the age of 21. We want to tell you about our newest favorite vape pen over at MePod.com. Now, as a warning, these products contain nicotine. Of course, that's an addictive chemical. So you don't want to just try this for no reason. But for those people like me who are already addicted, or if you just want to be cool, for those people, go check out MePod. I love these vapes. They have a great pull. They have great flavors. The feel of the device is awesome.
It's so important to me.
It's more convenient than smoking. You don't stink. It's easy to use indoors. So okay, for Dave, all you vapers out there.
All that stuff was directed towards me after I said I like the feel of the device.
If you don't want to be a smelly, filthy animal like Jay, and go over to MePod.com. The new MePod 2.0 is the best refillable vape on the market today. Vapers can refill with any vape juice flavor that they prefer. It's got a long-lasting battery and a small, sleek design.
For me, I like the disposables, which they also have, Dave.
They do, Jay. They absolutely do. And for those who like flavors, as I said, MePod has a wide variety of vape juice options and flavored disposables. MePod also has a wide variety of vaping options with 420 consumers.
Mm.
Wink, wink.
I know. What a cool way to say that. 420 consumers. Listen, they also have fast shipping with most orders, shipping out the same day you order. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love MePod. Support the sponsor that supports our show by going to MePod.com. And if you use the promo code SKANKS, you're going to get 20% off your order. How about that? Once again, MePod, MePod.com, promo code SKANKS for 20% off. All right, let's get back into it. Bobby, this is a question for you and Alex almost. Do you think there will be blow up fights happen on this trip at all, or will it be copacetic the whole time?
No, not on the trip.
It'll be chill. Yeah, I think it's gonna be fun.
I'm not even saying like Lewis.
I feel like with work not involved, it'll just be great.
Yeah, everyone gets along. Even 99% of the time we get along even during work. That wouldn't be an issue.
No, I agree. It's not that I'm saying almost more like forget that, like weed. It's gonna be a lot of weed. And dabs and all that shit. And that's like, there is something about that.
Hey, do you not know what weed is?
Yeah.
That really brings out the aggression in everybody.
No, not aggression. Brings out talkative, being very talkative. And then sometimes when people start talking, it starts getting like, that's what I'm saying. It's a chance, but I hope you guys all just have a blast. But just so you know, there's some internal problems need discussing, but you don't have to do it right now. Wait till you guys are all high on the trip.
I will say that, 90% of the times that we've had those conversations and yelling at each other have always been on the phone. We've ever rarely had any kind of...
Oh, yeah, because I liked you the fuck up in person, dude.
Because Lewis is afraid of you?
Dude, we were playing basketball the other day. We were playing basketball with fucking Dylan. Dylan, it's fucking psychotic what happens because Bobby was there.
He's the kid.
It's crazy. Dylan, he's so comfortable, like... I guess on a basketball court, that's like where that's his zone.
Mm.
So he tries to out alpha like everybody. He has like a lot of chess. Dave, I don't know. Like you actually grew up playing like basketball, like as an urban youth, Dave.
Dave, you get like Dylan's just like he's the unnecessary like fucking scream after he makes a shot. Do you know what I mean?
But like,
he makes like a contested shot. It's like a real
game seven, the winning shot.
That's what it almost is. It's a little intense for like everyone just trying to like have fun.
Like tears in his eyes, falling to his knees because he won the winning shot. Like, dude, stop. And that's not even my problem, really. That's just it sucks. It is douchey, and it's just like I don't know anybody, even a kid, even a fucking 17-year-old kid who acts that way. It's fucking crazy. I don't understand it. It's a very specific type of person. We played basketball for years, Jay. I don't know any comics that acted that way. But that was more like the aggression.
No, it would get aggressive, like, but like, it was never like.
We almost got into fights with like three different people on the court, like we're all together. Me, like at one point, he starts like chest bumping me, like real aggressive. And I just took the ball and I threw it at him. And I was like, what are we doing?
His legs.
I was like, what do you do? I was like, do you think you're going to start chest bumping me and pushing me?
Dude, it was a funny thing that happened.
It was crazy. It was a crazy thing.
No, it's great. But one of the really funny things that happened was in the middle of all, like, Dylan was like yelling a bunch. Like, just a rant. It's such a funny thing to happen. Him and Lewis are like almost having this like weird, awkward stare down. And then someone just was throwing the ball to the person to check it, like high. And it just, they weren't even looking. And it just hit Dylan in the side of the head, which is like embarrassing and also like whatever. And it just was like everyone was kind of looking at him at the time. And then Lewis just started pointing at him and laughing really hard. and then Dylan like hurt his ankle for a minute. And then Lewis is, and then he just started, yeah, he just trying to like shoulder. He was trying to like shoulder bump Lewis. And then Lewis, it was just like, it's but so
It wasn't just with me. Like, here's the thing. First of all, I'm talking shit on the basketball court. I'm by far the worst player there. Like, by far. Like, I can't do anything. Like, they keep on giving me the shot because Jay's lazy and won't guard me, and he knows I can't hit any shots. I missed
a couple shots.
9 out of 10 shots I missed. It doesn't matter. The amount that I missed is really the important part.
Why don't you tell him how he ended the last game, Lewis? Me cranking up that three and go, when it left the hands, I went, bang.
You did say bang. But I'm talking shit on a basketball court as a person who's, it's funny because
it was fun,
I'm bad.
But we're all buddies hanging out.
But you know what I'm saying, though? It's funny because I'm bad. Like,
I get it.
Like, if I was talking the type of shit that I was talking and I was really good, it would be like, all right, dude, this is weird.
Lewis isn't a bad shit talker because what he does things is a...
Paco, our next guest who's waiting to come on is getting concerned.
Paco just so wrote funny. In the chat, am I in trouble? No.
No, don't worry, Paco. Lewis doesn't even yell anymore.
By the way, this is like, these are like skank court. Like, these aren't, what do they call it before they go to trial? Like a
hearing?
It's like, these are.
Is a grand jury testimony?
All I'm saying, Paco, is if you're going to Jamaica, you sleep with one of those fucking tiny eyes open.
You have to sleep with both eyes open.
Yeah.
Just to get
in order to even see, in order to see 30% of what everybody else sees.
Yeah, these are like little mini skank court hearings. This isn't like you're not going to trial. This is like, you know, your company's
the judge.
We think
we can settle. All right.
These guys, Bobby and Paco, these guys are all just in like a skank holding cell and skank central bookings. Mm-hmm. Skank bookings.
Classic.
You know, they're going to come out and see a judge. It's not a big deal. We'll pass a little bit of judgment on them. We don't need a whole trial here for these things. Bobby, you have to roll me 3 blunts on the Jamaica trip and
wash his feet. In front of everybody.
You have to suck my dead toenail.
You got to suck jerk seasoning off Lewis's foot.
No, you have to roll 3 separate blunts for me on the trip, and that is your punishment.
Punishment fits the crime.
That's right.
You got it.
Everyone,
meaning there was no crime blunts. And this is no punishment.
All right, Bobby, you could have rolled blunts. That would be the first thing I'd worry about.
Yeah.
Next on the court docket, we have Paco.
People versus Paco.
People versus Paco. Paco.
Paco.
Hello.
He's on the run. I knew it. He's mobile.
Where you at, Paco?
Parts unknown.
I'm playing soccer.
Ooh,
of course you are.
Turn your camera sideways.
Man, what a less fun game to play pickup of.
It's actually more fun because no one is yelling after every shot they take.
That is true.
Well, then. So Dylan's not playing. Great. Congratulations.
Soccer's actually kind of fun. You know why I like soccer? Because nobody that I know really knows how to play. So I was like,
No, Paco can play soccer, I think.
Paco can play soccer.
Pretty good at soccer. Yeah.
Paco's good. Paco's good at a lot of things. Paco's really good at a lot of things. That's why I think he has so much confidence in life. It's a wild thing.
So with great skills comes great responsibility.
So at basketball the other day, we were having a great time. We were just dudes being dudes, right?
Lewis doesn't get to bro out very often.
I don't.
In a pickup sports setting.
This is the first time I've come to the basketball game. And it was a really fun time. So much so that I thought about buying basketball shoes, Jay. I actually went in, I went into a store and bought basketball shoes, but they only had Champion brand and one other brand. They didn't have good, the black kid in the store was like, dude, don't buy these.
The Champions. The Champions kind of look cool, actually, but they're bad.
Yeah. So
you were online.
Yeah. So I'm, we're all there. Paco's playing. Everyone's playing. We're having a good time, right? Now, me and my girl, we happen to be kind of going through it that day, right? And I, as the dude, was making some jokes about it. We talked about it. You know, we threw it out there, you know? And it was funny. It wasn't
bros broing it out.
Bros broing it out.
Lewis wasn't heavy complaining.
No. No, just no, some no,
light,
no,
just some light,
crazy details.
Days.
Just like, hey, dude, the old ball and chain. She's at home breaking my balls. You know, guys.
Yeah,
you know,
ball breaker breaking your balls.
Yeah, ball breaker breaking my balls. So whatever, we play our basketball game. We're having a good time now. In the meantime, Natalie, you know, full disclosure, she's texting me 100 times, being a chick while I'm playing. I'm just ignoring. I'm like, I'm playing a fucking basketball game. Stop texting me. This is fucking crazy.
Babe, what are you doing with this? You know, I'm in the middle of a game.
You know how I get. So on my way home, I get a text from Natalie and she's like, hey, did you tell everyone at basketball that we were having problems? And I'm like, no way.
Who does that? That's not what guys do.
No way. What are you talking about? She's like, well, yeah, like, because Paco texted me asking me if I was okay.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Why would he text you?
She's like, because they're super close and he's worried about her.
So, and I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I might have said something. Maybe I said we were having problems, you know, in passing once. It wasn't an entire.
In passing.
it was a 35 minute bit that we were doing.
Hey, you watching Euphoria? Like, nah, me and Natalie are having problems. No shit. That's funny. I almost broke my leg yesterday. I fell on the stairs. Get moving on. Oh yeah, Lewis did say something. You know what, babe? Maybe I did say something about it. I don't think so. Like, I was walking with one of the guys to the vending machine just to, you know, get a soda, and I may have been like, oh man, like Natalie loves soda. She's pissed at me right now, though. Anyway,
so
she says Paco. So she dimes Paco out immediately.
Yeah, of course.
Immediately sells out Paco. Real nice, Paco. So then, future love of your life dimed you out.
So then I asked Paco, I'm like, maybe I was going to stop being friends with all the employees, because now it's getting into fucking territory where I am just fucking, it's getting crazy. So now I have to fucking hit up Paco and be like, that's wildly inappropriate. And Paco,
Before Paco says what he said, I'm always curious. I think I've told it, might have told us on the show before, but like when I was younger, the girl that I had like my high school crush on forever, like a buddy of mine, like was dating her. And then when he didn't want to date her anymore, he like said something, he was like, just like said shitty stuff about her.
Yeah.
Like pretty mean. And like, I couldn't have went back faster that night. I was like, went over where she works, the video store. And I was like, yeah, you're probably better off anyway, because he said this anyway. And all she did, in my mind, you know, you're like, she's going to fall into my arms. All she did was, it destroyed her feelings when I said that. And then she went to school the next day and told him. And then when he came to me, I went so big, because he was kind of like, yo, dude, why would you tell her I said that stuff? And I was like, why? What's up, dude? What's up? I was more like are we going to fight? And he was like, no, it's just like, why would you tell her that? I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I was much more ready to be like happy to be aggressive with it. But he was just like, no, it's just, why would you do that? So what did Paco say to you?
Well, Paco, please take it from here, because I don't even remember whatever excuse he gave me. I didn't even register as it was like, I didn't even hear words. I was like, yeah, sure. Whatever, Paco. Don't fucking text my girlfriend asking if she's okay after you hear through fucking dude talk.
Oh, Nattery, I heard the terrible things about you.
So please, Paco, give me.
So for the light backstory, that won't be too long. The past week, when I did help and then Dylan did help, she was having a lot of issues because a lot of the comments she received were very negative. So she's just been like super, her self-esteem has been super low, and she just felt like bad the whole time. And she kept asking, like, I don't know what to do. And like Dylan was giving her advice. And so
was he screaming at her?
No. Well, I mean, in a positive manner. But I was just like, because after the first help, I was like, oh, no, dude, don't worry about it. It's fine. And the second one, she looked like super stressed. And so I was just like checking up on her because she's done a lot for me. And I feel like out of all the girlfriends of yours that I've met, you guys seem to work the best. So I'm hoping that it keeps you happy.
Right. So you were looking out for me.
It is making me so uncomfortable how full of shit Paco is right now.
What?
Like, I don't even know. I was just worried about her self-esteem, and I just think you guys are great, and so I just want to keep you guys together.
Can I tell you something? I sort of bought it.
You bought it.
I sort of bought it.
Jay knows me enough that I'm genuine and sincere that I care about others.
No, I think – here's what I think.
I don't know where.
Listen, I don't know if it's
sound, it sounds very nefarious.
That was great timing for a puppy to just come into the shot.
Who would be like that with this puppy? I tell you what, he does explain it in a. It's a good explanation, and it does make it sound way.
Well, he's had days at this point to really iron it out.
For sure.
You can check the text. It says the same thing.
Listen to me. I don't give a fuck what you want to say. Here's where you fucked up. Her perception of it was, and she was right, that I was talking shit at basketball about it. So because of your fucking being a friend to my fucking chick, let me tell you, there's no such thing as friends. There's no fucking such thing as friends in this world. Let's get real, okay? You, what? I think, Paco, and I don't think this is a problem. It's fine. I think that you are a pussy hound deep down. I think I think Paco is down to fuck. And I think that guides you in a lot of the things that you do, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. So this whole being friends with, because you are, I see you being friends with chicks and you're that guy, but you being that guy also got you into trouble with your quote unquote friends in the past. So I'm noticing a pattern of you fucking being a friend, but you're not really being a friend. So back the fuck up off my girlfriend.
Oh, Paco. No.
I'll beat you up.
Oh, no. I'm Paco's friend. Is he going to fuck me?
He'll try against your will.
So I have a question. Are you friends with Alex?
Alex Scarlato?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you trying to fuck Alex?
She works for me. Actively. If I was just friends with Alex and she didn't work for me, I would say, yes, I'm trying to fuck her.
If Alex said she would fuck, he'd fuck her tomorrow.
She still works for me and I'm friends with Harrington and I would still fuck her in Jamaica behind his back.
It's true.
God damn.
He might fuck Harrington.
At least I'm fucking honest.
At least I'm being honest.
It's old sort of like,
well, here's the thing,
right? That guys and girls can't be friends, but this is just the reality. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if there's any dude who's friends with my chick, because my chick gets mad at me. She's like, oh, you're close to these girls or whatever. And I'm not really like the only girls that I'm really close to are like my son's mother, a couple of my exes, like, and then the girls that I work with. You know what I'm saying? But I almost like to explain to her, I was like, do you understand? Any guy that you're friends with, any guy wants to fuck you. That's just the reality. The there's no such thing as like a guy friend.
No, well,
that's
fair. Girls can be friends with guys.
Yeah, for sure. But I also agree with you, Lewis. But I also think circumstantially you can. I'm not saying like a guy at his like the lowest of the situations wouldn't like fuck any girl who's his friend. So I do agree with that sentiment. However, like if Natalie asked me for help as your girlfriend and asked me for help with something, like I'd help. The description being because she's my friend, you know what I mean? Like
out of friendship to Lewis, that's sure. A little bit different. Now, no, Paco,
no, I know,
Paco,
but I'm not spending the whole time trying to not fuck her. Like if
Lewis,
I'm giving her a ride somewhere.
Let me just make this very clear. Both Paco and Jay are trying to fuck your chick. So both of them
no,
are actively
no,
trying to
I just want
to
know if she's okay. No, fuck that, because there was the thing and she was the self-esteem was
Paco,
low. I know.
You...
I had some burner accounts where I left some negative comments to try to break her down. And now that I speak in, I go, that's not true at all.
Lewis, I don't trust any of these guys, okay? Paco, are you and Natalie like close friends like that to the point where you would ask her, oh, are you okay? And she would
hang
like
on,
open
guys.
Up to you.
Guys,
about
need to
what's
break
going
for
on
one
in
second.
Her life
just yeah, randomly text. Days later out of nowhere right after you heard me and her were having problems.
I asked I wouldn't say I'm close to her with her like that, but anyone who posts stories or has issues, I usually reach out.
Okay, hang on.
Are they guys too or just girls?
Yeah, guys too.
Guys, pause the show for a second. Pause the show for a second. I got to make a quick text.
I'll take receipts and I'll send it out to you.
Why is Dave being so ornery lately? Are things okay at home? You getting what you need, baby? Anywho, try to get a sitter when Dave goes out of town and come hang out for a little bit.
Here's the thing. This is wildly inappropriate on so many different levels. But even just to try to position yourself as the person who Natalie would be talking to about her problems with Lewis is a wild, like, violation of just what's appropriate.
So Dave, you're of the school that there was no way this was about podcast stuff.
Oh, well, is that even in debate? This was about what Lewis was saying at the basketball court. So Paco's position is this has nothing to do with that. This was just over negative comments online. It's just
a coincidence. Paco's saying it was a coincidence on that day.
And she only took it as that way. She only took it as reality. Everyone else was living in their reality.
But yeah, that's Paco the question. Weird question. Why didn't she take it in as Paco is asking because of all the negative comments?
No, she was in the process of fighting with me. And then I go off to my friends and stop texting her back because I'm playing basketball. And then she just gets a text from one of the guys that's there being like, hey, babe, you okay?
What crossed your mind to text her, Paco? What came across your mind?
It was way later, too.
That's what I'm saying. What was the trigger to have you text her, like, in general?
Because I was looking at comments through a lot of different stuff and I was checking out things. Yeah.
Of a show you helped her with.
The name, Jay's getting confused. The name of her podcast is Help.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also with her recent rap thing.
She's a rapper.
She's doing rap now?
Yeah.
Sick. I bet she has mad bars.
My name is Natalie, and I'm here to say I'm always crying in a major way. All right, boys, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an online store with every auto part available. So if you're a car guy or if you're not a car guy, I have friends do work on my car all the time. This is where I send my friends. This is where you get the cheapest auto parts and they're trusted because they've been in business for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And Lewis is a great client. Lewis has ordered one of every part since he's had his car.
I got my new grill. I have an all black grill that I put on my Audi A6 that we got from rockauto.com. I made the guys get it from there.
Oh my God, I so hope they sell black grills and no one double checks that.
No, I swear, I'll send you a picture of it.
No, I know. I'm just not a car guy, but this is for people who, dudes, listen to us because people who work hard need to laugh and they listen to us.
And if a lot of people listen to it in the car as well.
That's true. So if you're a car guy, you work for a shop or you're just working on your own car, you're going to have access to the same pricing at rockauto.com as anybody else. There's not even a promo code. That's how good the pricing is. You can go to rockauto.com right now, check out all the parts available for your car. Make sure you let them know you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks. That helps us out while you're helping yourself out. Once again, rockauto.com. Let's get back into it. So Paco's maintaining, and I'm telling you, call me a dumbass, but I think it really sounds like a feasible situation.
Hey, look, I'll give him a feasible. I'll give him a feasible. Here's the thing. He's coming to Jamaica still. I'm not going to fight him. I don't think that Paco is trying to fuck my girlfriend. That's not what I think is going on.
It's groundwork.
I think that Paco is constantly, like Ralph, laying groundwork at all times with every woman around him. Every single woman.
Oh, dude, Ralph did.
And I respect it. And I think it's just a force. It's a habit you have. And it's just,
Dude, me and Christine started yapping up a chick on SDR at the end of the show. And like, she lived near us. And we were like, oh, well, we can drive you home. And while we were in the car, Ralph was already hitting her up. We're like, hey, dinner sometime if you're single.
I mean, why are you judging Ralph for doing what you're doing? Like, you're in the middle of doing, like, Ralph's taking the same shot that you and Christine are taking.
No, he's taking it while we were taking it, though. Like, I mean? Like, she's like, hey, she's going to leave with us.
Same team.
Yeah, hit her up tomorrow. That's funny. Same.
He's taking it while we're taking it.
He's taking a shot while we're taking our shot. That's what's weird.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Paco, look, I'll say feasible. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't completely understand Paco's defense. I didn't think he was, I thought he was acknowledging that he texted her about that thing But it was just that he was concerned also for her self-esteem.
It was
over
it's very weird
internet
timing.
Comments.
We're talking about like they spoke. What he's talking about was on her podcast a week previous. Like this was like such a random out of nowhere text message.
But he was looking at comments.
Okay, so it was a week before, and then the week after, Dylan did the same podcast, and she was going through the same things. And then after the podcast, they talked for like 30 minutes.
And so, what is she going through on this now podcast?
He's tanking Dylan. Dylan gave her a lot of extracurricular help,
She was talking about dealing with like hate and trollers and trolls.
Sure.
And that's all he's talking about. Paco, I don't give a shit. It's fine. Let's move on because I don't buy any of this, okay?
Damn.
Just fucking, you know, Alex and Bobby, please chime in.
Here's the first fight, guys. Lewis is going to take a dab in Jamaica and go, Paco, just say that you were trying to lay groundwork for that, and we can move on. But I'm not going to be lied to at my villa.
I got to say, Jay, I'm kind of with Lewis on this one. There's just something about this, like, the idea
the
that timing, like, just the idea that you're taking such a like psychological personal interest because someone got some comments that were shitty on their thing. It was like, oh my God, this is so terrible that you got these negative comments
to you.
And just out of nowhere. By the way, if me and her weren't in an argument that morning, her reaction would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about? Am I okay?
Also,
like,
listen,
you have to understand, as a photographer here at Gas Digital, if there's negative comments about you and you need a talk or you need someone to shower with, like, I'm here for you.
Listen, within Paco's excuse, though, keep in mind it could be had nothing to do with what you like said, checking on her for what you said. But what you said sparked the thing like, ooh, there's trouble in paradise. Maybe the reach out was actually about the comments, but it was like, ooh, time to reach out because you guys are on the rocks.
They did a podcast talking about trolls a week previous. Out of nowhere, he texts her. Bobby and Alex, I want you to chime in on this. Maybe I'm being crazy about this.
Damn it. Bobby, can you go first?
Well, I mean,
yeah. All aboard.
I mean, it's very, very inappropriate to contact someone's girlfriend and I mean, he's saying
I'll say they're comics and he does her show. It's not. It wouldn't be.
He did a show one time.
No, he's done a show.
He did it one time.
Dude, I think it's crazy that he did this. I just can't.
It's wildly inappropriate.
Okay, at all.
Damn.
Nobody's got your back, Paco.
That's fair. That's fine.
Except Jay. That's understandable. Jay's on team Paco.
I'm just trying to think. Like, I definitely, if Alex had something like fucking shitty happen to her, Dave, wouldn't you like reach out to Alex?
If Harrington right now, and here's the thing, I am, you know, literally their boss. Like, I almost have a vested interest in making sure that they are in a good mood and they're working hard and like, you know. If really? Alex and Harrington got into a thing and Harrington was like, fuck, dude, me and Alex really going through it or whatever it was, right, with mm-hmm. us. And I reached out to Alex. I would not reach out to Alex behind his back and be like, hey, are you okay? Is everything right? That would be, and I'm in a position of like sure. Of authority where like it would be more appropriate than if, you know, somebody was an equal. I'm not saying, I don't want to say that I'm not an equal to you guys. I'm just saying in this world, like I'm literally your boss. So go ahead, Alex.
I kind of feel like if he had reached out to her being like, are you okay? Before finding out that you guys were having issues, then I would believe that it was just friendly. But yeah. It's the timing of like finding out that there's been issues and then reaching out that just seems like even if you desire to reach out and check on her, you should think twice about it and be like,
Paco, oh, yeah. Paco, like, you should have claimed, Duncan. I couldn't even tell you if you were in the vicinity when Lewis was saying like the minimal things he was saying.
No, because didn't he pulled you aside.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, if you're aware of that, then you probably heard.
No, wait. He pulled Jay aside because of a conversation that Lewis had about Jay on
the
road.
Bobby was here. Bobby was here. Okay. That's right. A conversation. I pulled Jay aside about a private conversation that had nothing to do with this. The other, we were making jokes. We were making fucking jokes about fucking, you know, just Yeah, no, and it was 100%. It was known. It was definitely known.
Okay, all right, so fair.
So much so that, like, because I remember at one point being like, oh, I don't want, like, it. Like, look, we are all friends, but it is people that work together. There are comics. I wasn't trying to give out, like, personal information. It wasn't really that
big. But Alex, pop back on for a second, because what I want to say is, so with this example, for sure, if Harrington said to me, like, I mean, even if just came and vented flat out, like, oh, Alex is being a bitch this week, blah, 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 I wouldn't, like, contact her in any way at all about that.
I would feel so I would feel like, oh, dude, Harrington is going to look to Harrington just in front. Let's say this is what you're guilty of, without a doubt, Paco, not being aware enough of how that would look to anybody looking in.
But also in a certain
wait,
way.
Let me finish what I was making the point, though, because I was saying, like, if I called out, I would say that looks funky. However, if Alex was just like, oh, somebody in my family's not doing well, or blah, 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 and, like, just call them, like, hey, are you okay? It isn't great. I would reach out to her and say that.
I would argue that me and you are closer than Paco and Natalie.
Oh, unquestionably.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
And Jay didn't even need a puppy.
I'll be in agreement with the awareness thing. I'll agree with that.
Okay.
You would be if you, Paco, did you take the information of Lewis and Natalie just having, like, a rough day with you? Like, when Lewis was out of the day, like, it wouldn't even have popped into my head again.
It was, it might have been, like, added on just to everything.
Yeah.
And then you asked her a very open-ended question, very just like, let's get into an emotional conversation.
Are things okay? She's like, what things? Like, I don't know. Life, your pussy. I don't know. Life, relationships, your pussy, your tits in my mouth, huh?
I am I wrong? And Alex, and I would love to get Alex's opinion, because Alex is a girl too, right? I think that Paco is that dude who is regularly just sort of laying down that foundation around. I think Paco's a pussy.
I don't think that's not true. Paco, when he's been at SDR shows, a couple of the girls, they're leaving. He's giving a little bit of information. Like, he's like, you know, follow his social media and all this stuff. So I'm like, hey, fucking go for it, Paco.
When have I done that?
Alex, please chime in. You're a female.
Absolutely.
Alex, and by the way,
I'm not saying you ask him out on a date or anything. You just, like, you chat him up and, like, you'll give your, like,
social media
like that. Yeah.
Paco, everyone hold on real quick before you give your opinion on this, Alex. Here's it. Everyone likes you, Paco, obviously. And I don't think you were trying to do anything genuinely underminded, or like you were going to try to cross a line, or we wouldn't be having this conversation on the air. Okay. So, like, you know, you obviously we're making fun of it, but. So, you know, like, you know, you're fucking,
strike one, motherfucker.
yeah.
I mean, Paco, from day one, like, of you working at Gas Digital, I've pretty much out loud told you that you are such a nice guy that it's not believable.
Wow.
Yes.
I've said it before. So I mean,
lately you said, I believe it now.
I am growing to believe it more, but you.
I don't think Paco is
until,
like,
you tried
person.
To fuck Natalie behind Lewis's back.
Really strong as, like, overly nice, and it can be off-putting.
Okay. Wow.
What an interesting take. Hot take.
That is.
You're really also, nice, Paco.
Girls it want a guy to treat the shit out of me. Shit a little bit, though. That's the truth. Like, girls don't want this fucking, like, really nice guy who's doing everything for them. Because the reality is this, we're all going after the same thing. We're all trying to get that fucking puss, okay?
Key to life, right? Money, power, respect, eating right.
Your path is a disingenuous path. And we all know we're all trying to get pussy. Everyone knows this. Every girl that you talk to, when you push up with your puppy and your camera and you overdo some editing work for them or tape their set or whatever it is, they're going, oh yeah, this guy's trying to fuck me. And they're okay with it. We're all okay. I think in life, we're all just trying to fuck each other, right? But I'm a little bit more upfront. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I'm trying to fuck. You're like, oh no, I'm just trying to get you to touch my puppy. Here, play with my puppy. And that's fucking weird, dude.
This might sound
my puppy?
Super gay, but the reason why I'm very nice, especially girls that are in the studio, is because I want to be a good representation of the office.
All right.
And like
the show, the office, like Michael Scott?
No, like you and Ralph.
Okay.
So I try to be helpful.
Me and Ralph are a piece of shit, sexist, misogynists who sexually harass our staff, guests, everybody that comes in. That's our layer of protection, you dumbass. Are you
does
not
Ralph
understanding
does Ralph
that?
Sexually harass?
Ralph sexually harasses Shannon, regularly. Regularly? 100%, yes. But it's not like real sexual harassment. It's like joking. Like we're not real. Like I'm not really sexually harassing Shannon, but I am. I'm in the literal sense. I'm actually sexually harassing Shannon. If she said, "Oh, I've been uncomfortable with this for years," I would be like, "Oh shit, I've just genuinely been sexually harassing you." Then
we'd be in a lot of trouble. Yeah. I mean, not me so much, but you guys.
She doesn't have to admit that it like it's bothering her. Like she could be like, "Oh, I'm sort of living in fear. You're my boss. I don't want to admit it's going to bother me. I want to protect my job." Like she's just. Can just shift her attitude one day.
This all comes down to a few basic things. I'm willing to give Paco the benefit of the doubt. I don't know how much of a nice guy he really is. I'm not really buying the whole act, but fine. Maybe you really are just such a nice guy, and that's it. You should never. First of all, this is just basic wisdom in life. Anything you ever talk to someone's girlfriend about, 100% know that they are going to go tell their boyfriend all of these details about. There's no private conversation.
Not unless you're awesome, dude. Not unless you're so cool you can convince her not to.
Unless you're a really nice guy. Yeah. But the other thing is, it's just kind of like way, I think, from my opinion at least, I don't know exactly. I know Natalie has a show and does shows at the network and stuff, so I don't know. But to me, it's like wildly inappropriate to even be having a conversation about Lewis's girl with Lewis's girlfriend about her feelings and like an intimate conversation. Just don't even go into that area. Like why? Right. Why would you? Yeah, guys, why do you want to be like?
We only have a half hour left of the show. We should let Paco go. Paco, before you get out of here, though, I'd like to let you know that I think Bobby and his girlfriend have been really hitting a rough patch.
What's her number?
Last I heard, she got a new job. But she might not be enjoying the people there and just might need some cheer.
She got COVID recently, right? So can I bring soup?
You can absolutely. Yes, you absolutely can bring her soup.
And I'm starting to like Paco again. If Paco would just be honest, where he's like, look, this is how I get pussy, dude. Yeah, it works for me. I'd love it.
Regular thing, like it's mindless and stolen, so I'm just putting it out there regularly. I respect it a little bit more. Yeah. But here's the thing, like it wasn't so much even that because I understand what happened there. It's like, and I don't think that Paco's trying to fuck my girlfriend. I'm thinking that Paco
would.
2 years from now, if they break up, I could lay down the foundation work and maybe fuck Natalie one day. Maybe that's what's going on subconsciously. But regardless,
Paco, you don't have to wait 2 years.
My concern was this.
If that dog could talk, all of his secrets in that dog's ear.
We were at basketball and we were being dudes. And then I have one of my fucking dudes blowing my shit up. That was the concern. It was fucking like, I trust Natalie. It doesn't even matter about fucking anything else. I trust her. I'm not worried about her fucking cheating.
What are you going to tell her next? He told us he thinks he has herpes and he doesn't know if it's from Natalie or somebody else. Why don't you tell her that while we're at it? Bobby, edit.
Hey babe,
Bobby, what do you do? What do we do for edits?
You grab me a babe, coffee, please.
Got herpes. Hey babe, your boyfriend's on the phone.
Thank you, darling. Oh, sorry, Paco. Do you want to text Natalie and ask her to give me?
He called coffee? Her, dude. He called
yeah,
her.
I'll
darling.
Tell her you like it black now.
I don't even understand that innuendo. I know what's going on here.
Yeah, he goes. Like, oh, hey, Natalie, like just so you know, Lewis likes it black now, but he's dealing with you still.
So no, Paco, what is Paco's punishment? Paco has way more punishment than Bobby. Bobby just got upset.
You have to eat your own dog. You're gonna have to eat your own dog in front of all of us.
He has to take he has to take Lewis out on a boat in Jamaica and do all the paddling. Lewis just sits there
paddling.
No, because I don't like going out on those kayaks. I'm just fucking I hate kayaks, dude. Kayaks suck. My back hurts. I'm sweating. Well, I need to.
Is Harrington going on the trip?
Oh yeah,
he is. Okay. Well, I was going to say you can move in there, Paco, but I guess Harrington's there.
Paco, you have to...
Dude, what if I eat one of every producer's pubes?
Ew.
Did you just offer that?
Yes, he wants to put the girl's pubes in.
Well, no, that's just meant the dudes only.
That's another thing about Paco. He always wants to do jackass stunts for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Wait, what? But you just came up with that?
I'll be honest with you, that wasn't a bad jackass stunt, though.
All right.
Everyone's pubes in his mouth. All right.
No,
doesn't seem like much of a punishment. He seems to want to do it.
Paco, I want a full body. I want a full body massage on the beach from you, shirtless.
Jesus.
Done.
I'll do it pantsless too.
30-minute full body massage on the beach, shirtless with aloe.
I went. Can you do that kind of? Can you do that kind of one where you really use your body on Lewis? Like you really get like.
Oh yeah, I think it's called a nudu massage.
Yeah,
We're gonna get you one of those giant like palm leaves.
Tea leaf fans.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, hey Lewis, why don't you stop trying to teach an Asian about massage? Fucking idiot.
You have to give me a hand job.
Everything we're saying, he's giving you the real technical term for one of those big old wacky nanner leaves.
Yeah, dude, you have to give me a fucking, you have to be like, you want number one, number two at the end.
You guys should all do ayahuasca while you're there.
No, it's going to be hard. I'm pretty sure Alex is bringing real drugs. Alex, you bringing real drugs?
Why would I say on air?
All right. Well, we're already there when this airs.
I don't know.
She doesn't have laws work. Listen to me.
Your mom had that poppy farm out in Queens. I mean, what? You worried the feds are going to come down on that? You're in Jamaica now.
All right, Paco. Massage on the beach, 30-minute massage. I'm very excited about it. Paco, are you excited about Jamaica?
A little bit, yeah. I just don't know what I'm going to be filming. Also, am I supposed to be coming up with the games or do you come with the games?
We'll do some games, dude. We'll do some gas games. We'll do some gas journals. We can just film whatever, dude. We'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
It'll be fun.
Working.
All right, bye-bye, guys.
Later, Paco.
Bye.
Well, Paco, you had to be with the company for a year in order to be invited to the Jamaica trip, and Paco has not been with the company for a year. We just like Paco, and he does really cool stuff for the web series, so we're paying him to come.
And Natalie's not going, so you want to get him the fuck out of the country.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Keep your enemies close, bro. You know what I mean?
Do you guys want to do plugs real quick before we get into some of these other things?
Sure,
let's do it.
Plug-a-roos.
I'll go first. I got mine up, if you'd like. This weekend coming up, everybody. This comes out on... Well, it's playing on Monday. This weekend, I'll be in Milwaukee, everybody. Aaliyah Janine's going to be with me. Never been on the road with Aaliyah Janine before. That ought to be fun and interesting. So check that out. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The weekend after that, Addison, Texas. First time in years I've been back there to the Addison Improv. I believe it's the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Come check me out there. And then a whole bunch of other dates come. God damn it. I clicked the wrong thing. Hold the fuck on, everybody.
Hold the phones.
Just chill the fuck out for a second. Could you all? Tacoma Comedy Club, first weekend in March. Houston Improv. Houston, I'm coming back March 10th through the 12th. Again, like I said, all over the place. Improv, Ontario, Canada, or Ontario, California. Idiot. BigJComedy.com for all those dates. Of course, The Bonfire, 5 days a week, SiriusXM, Faction Talk 103. Me and Dan Soder. Bonfire merch, TheBonfireMerch.com for all of your new Bonfire merch. An SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Couple things.
My belief coming soon.
Sorry, Jay. This Friday, January 28th, 12 p.m. Eastern, we have a Skankfest pre-sale. Skankfest Vegas is happening October 14th through 16th. Really the 13th through the 16th. If you guys purchase the pre-sale tickets, you get access to the kickoff party on Thursday night, which will be just right around the corner from the venue. The venue is incredible. It's called Notoriety. It's on Fremont Street. We're also going to give you, not only you're going to get a discount on the tickets, not only do you get access to the kickoff party on Thursday night featuring stand-up comedy shows, live music, and many other special surprises, but you're also getting a hotel discount. You're going to get early access on things like merch. You want to buy the pre-sale tickets. It's very limited. We're only releasing a certain amount of tickets on the pre-sale, and we're announcing the lineups, and the general sale is going to happen on April 1st. Both the pre-sale and the general sale will sell out very fast. Do not wait. Don't fuck around. If you want to get the pre-sale tickets, if I had a guess, they're going to be gone within a day. And then general sale April 1st. Don't wait for that as well, because you're not going to be able to come to the kickoff party or get that discount. $400 flat for the all access passes. And it's going to be, dude, flights right now to Vegas are dirt cheap. Hotels are already cheap. We're going to give you a discount. So remember, Skankfest Vegas is happening. Some of the people we have confirmed already are fucking incredible. We always go bigger and better. So make sure you see that. Skankfest.net is the website, 12 p.m. Eastern on January 28th.
Before you do the rest of your plugs, I was going to say, it was so people do in the, I think it's happened once or twice. I've seen it now in the Skanks Facebook groups. They fucking they'll be like, so what time exactly do these go on sale tomorrow morning? Like, people start panicking and they just do it to fuck with each other. People are like, is it tomorrow? Don't give me a fucking heart attack, man.
That's hilarious. Live dates coming up for me. I'm going to be Arlington, Massachusetts, the Regent Theater on the 19th of February. That same weekend, I'm going to be doing shows, opening up for Big J at Caroline's on the Friday and the Sunday as well. And then I will be at Comics at Mohegan Sun the 24th through the 26th of February. Mohegan Sun's going to be a lot of fun. Going to gamble that weekend. But other cities like Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Chicago, Cuyahoga Falls, Milwaukee, Kenosha, Providence, Rhode Island, Glens Falls, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, and many other dates all coming up, guys. So make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all of those shows there. And if you guys love this show and you guys want access to the complete library, if you want to start from the beginning, that's what I suggest. If you're a fan of the show, we have over 600 episodes all available on demand in one place, ad-free and uncensored. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS for a 7-day free trial. Oh,
yeah.
And check out Yo MMA Rap, mine and Dave's brand new MMA podcast, where we fucking wrap up the past week in MMA and talk shit. And it's just a great little fucking show if you like hearing us talk shit about MMA.
It's that you're underselling it. It's the podcast that's sweeping the nation. It's the biggest thing on Gas Digital.
Leg sweeping.
Biggest thing
the nation.
In America.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. I'm coming around to do a bunch of the LP state conventions. I got coming up soon. Connecticut, California, and Florida. Then in March, I got Pennsylvania and Minnesota. And then in April, I got Texas, a couple more of those. And I'll be doing stand-up shows like around those areas as well. So come check me out at one of those spots. And yeah, Yo MMA Rap, part of the problem, all that good stuff.
What'd you guys think of the main event last night? Little preview.
We only talk this on our MMA podcast.
Actually, you know what? Sorry, you don't even have to talk about the fight. Break this down. I wanted to ask you guys this question when I was watching that fight late last night, the Figueroa versus Moreno. And it was...
Jay, if you're trying to angle to be a guest on Yo MMA Rap, just hit up our producer, Vic. He'll get you into the rotation.
No, this has nothing to do with MMA other than just to ask
I'll tell you who not to ask. Don't ask Bobby, especially without any condescending attitude. What the fuck?
Ask Bobby, he might just hang up on you.
Let's say any of those two guys in the co-main event, how tiny they are. Like, they would humiliate me and embarrass the shit out of me in a bar fight.
Yes.
I would think. Yeah, right? I mean, no, I'm saying, like, that's for sure the case. Like, I would go in thinking completely, I'm going to ragdoll this person, and they're going to hit me 15 times before I know what happened, right?
Or one good one.
There's just some point you're watching it, you're like, couldn't you just grab this guy and whatever? But yeah, it's what I'm saying. It's so tiny.
The UFC caliber guys are it's another.
And you're talking the best two, the best two in the
world. I mean, size does make a difference. Like, you know, but it's just like, it doesn't even matter. Like Shaquille O'Neal, who's 7 feet tall and has trained martial arts, those guys would fucking light him up. You know what I'm saying? He's a professional athlete. So, you or I are fucking, it's
crazy.
They
would chop him down. Really? Shaquille O'Neal, really?
Yes. Well, they would probably have to fight him, like, strategic to some degree, but they'd fuck him up. If it went to the ground, they'd do some jiu-jitsu shit and just catch you in something, you know? And then if it's standing up, they'd probably
those guys, if you were to just measure this, you know, per square inch, how hard they hit, they hit twice as hard as you or I. It doesn't matter that they punch for a living. They kick for a living.
Sure.
Those guys would literally jump up and kick you in the head and you would wake up. You'd be like, what happened? Oh, yeah. No, you're dead.
That's you ever watch
I'm always like a Shaq, though, could like curl them out of a fucking arm bar. Do you know what I mean?
No,
they'd catch an arm. In fact, his arms are so long and shit that they'd probably be they'd take advantage of that.
I understand what you're saying, dude. And the only reason I've trained with a few guys who are legitimate pros, and the levels, even from guys who are pros to guys who train in the UFC, like undercard UFC guys to like champion caliber guys and like Bisping and the guys who are Ruka, like, there's such levels even in between that, but the guys who are just pros that are like fighting PFL, fighting guys you would have never heard of, those guys will 125 pounders, they'll all kill you. They will kill you.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to walk around as a big dude. It's fucking it, dude. It feels like a farce. I walk around now and I'm like, what is this? What is this?
What is this stupid big body?
He goes, this is fucking worthless.
She goes, you're living a lie.
All this dense muscle is going to fuck up my fight game.
Dude, it's fucking, yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Those guys were wild. So yeah,
we will
go subscribe to Yo MMA Rap. And yeah, me and Dave will be breaking down this episode. Terrence McKinney, who his parents came to see you, Big J.
Yeah, he's on the show this week. He's awesome, dude.
He's awesome. Great. Yeah, yeah.
I've stayed in touch with him. And his parents were great.
All right, boys, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the number one wholesaler of Kratom in the world. And if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you're over the age of 21 years old, get it directly from YoKratom.com.
In kilo forms.
Yeah,
$60. That's enough how cool that is.
$60 for a kilo, and it's the company that supports our brand of comedy and our free speech and all that stuff. So They're the shit. Go support them if you can.
I open every kilo with a switchblade, like a goddamn Mexican drug cartel. I'm sorry. Ozark's back.
It's not required, but it does feel cool.
It does feel so cool. YoKratom.com supporting us so much. All the shows here on Gas Digital. Go support them. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we?
Yeah. So what were some of these video? I know you brought some videos to the table today. We got to wrap up probably about 15 minutes here.
I know there's no audio on this.
Just that one that you're talking about, Jay, I can't find it. Neither can Alex. It's not on Worldstar. Yeah.
Ooh, can I say this?
No.
That channel that we made fun of with the racist Karen that whipped the two black guys.
Yeah.
They took down that video specifically.
Really?
The channel's still up and there's other videos still up, but that one very specifically took down. So I'm wondering if they took it down because we pointed out that the kid who was playing a kid in a wheelchair wasn't actually in a wheelchair. Cause Dave, liberals are, they're crazy. Like, so, you know, it was a kid in a wheelchair. And then at the end, they're talking or whatever. And he was
here for this.
No, you weren't here.
It was when I wasn't here. Okay.
The kid could walk. So we pointed out, you know, tongue in cheek, who gives a shit? We're like, oh, you can't play somebody in a wheelchair. And I bet you that it got to them and they were like, oh shit, they're right. This is terrible.
Maybe.
So are there no other videos? Is that it?
Oh, was this removed?
What happened, Jay?
Asian lady versus elevator. I can't find it now either. See if you can find it on regular YouTube or something, Bobby. You had a couple things. Racist couple on a train. Did you find that one, Bobby?
No, I have the TV.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah, I want to do that from the get-go. God damn it. Yeah,
my first MP3 player that I ever owned in my entire life.
Yeah,
I found it in the back of a cab, and it just had one album loaded on it. It was a TI album.
Actually, I think I found the Asian lady that you were talking about. Oh, you want to watch that real quick?
Just for a second, yeah. It's really just made me laugh. Yeah. This is completely it. Oh, it's Chinese woman versus escalator. Sorry. This seems like a bit, but it's so painful looking that it's definitely not a bit. You'd have to assume drunk, I guess.
Ooh.
But she goes ass over head, and you'd think that'd be it, but it never, it's like a cartoon of like, you know, what happens on an escalator, it just keeps going. She never figures it out.
Oh man, she's still there right now.
She's still there. Yeah, she's on her third fight, and she goes all the way back down and all the way back up more
it
than
just
once.
Seems so painful, dude. Escalators are just sharp.
It's all sharp metal too.
Why is it so sharp?
Oh my god, get off.
And then she just goes back up with it. She has no idea what to do. But this made me laugh out loud for 15
minutes.
Dude,
it's like she remember in Labyrinth when she got caught with all the stairs going upside down?
Yeah, yeah,
MC Escher banning?
Yeah, yeah.
You got it. You got it, lady. Oh!
I mean, that was...
Oh, God.
Oh, her purse.
Her purse. No.
Oh, look, it's a MAGA guy. He's kicking her.
Oh, they finally stopped the elevator, but she's unconscious.
Is she?
I mean, they drag her off like a rag doll, but it was, god damn it, that was funny. Yeah, really, there was two or more, just I wanted you guys to laugh at that with me. It was such a fun thing to watch. I do want to see T.I. doing
stand-up. Let me ask you a question, just as it sort of relates.
Uh-huh.
What is, I'll say the worst injury you've ever had.
Had?
No, you're going. The worst injury you're ever going to have, Jay.
No, I don't know. I thought you were gonna. I thought, for some reason, my mind was going the worst injury you've ever seen.
The worst injury you've ever had, personally.
I just broke my ankle a bunch of times. Really, I've never broken an arm or anything like that, or a leg. I've broken my ankle several times. That's really it.
I don't know. I mean, probably the pinched nerve thing that I had was probably the worst overall.
These are some pussy ass injuries.
Yeah, I don't have a great injury story.
Yeah, I don't know. I have constant back pain. Did you have one? I don't know if that's from one thing in particular.
My worst injury, they're all terrible, to be honest with you. But I think my when I dislocated my shoulder the first time when I was surfing, that's probably the worst because that's been everlasting effects. And also at the time, it was so terrifying. I told you guys that on the show, probably, right?
Separated shoulders got to be terrifying. Yeah.
Well, while you're surfing with Lance Weiss.
Lance Weiss?
The last person I had to ever say as I start to go under the water is Lance Weiss.
The Weissinator? The Weissinator pulled you out? Damn, and you just felt, you just feel come out of the socket. And you think.
Well, I was, so if you've ever been surfing, like you.
Nope.
Dave, have you ever been surfing?
Nope.
Never been surfing.
I don't even understand the concept. You know,
you just got to live your life more extreme.
You know, I just put together about maybe 6 months ago that the wax you put on the board is for the side you stand on, so your feet stick to it.
Oh, what'd you think it was for?
So it coasts through the water.
Ah, no, yeah, it's for your feet. What don't you get about it?
The process of possibly standing up on the thing. I can't skateboard. I get why you think you could do it. You could probably do it because
it's way physically crazier than skateboarding. Like what's actually happening.
No, I'm sure, but I'm saying, but you don't have a inherent fear. You'll try to stand up on this thing and be like, I could probably stand on it for a couple seconds at least. I don't know how to get on a skateboard still.
So here's the thing for you. If I were you, I would way rather try to surf than skate, right? Because you're afraid of falling and hurting yourself. Because you surf, you're going to fall into the water. You're not going to really hurt yourself. The physical act of surfing is so much more difficult. Like it's fucking wild, actually. It's so, dude, not only the muscles that it takes, it fucking, yes. Shannon's cat ate again, so she's probably coming to Skank, or she's coming to Jamaica.
She what?
Her cat wasn't eating, so she was going to bail.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're doing is you have to physically drag the board out to where the waves are breaking, right? And then you have to like time it to where your board is essentially on top of the wave and the wave is sort of dragging you and pushing you at the same time. It's so much faster than it looks, like you're shooting so fast. Yeah. So what happens is when you try to get up on the board, if you actually hit the wave the right way, it fucking shoots and you're like, oh shit, that was actually like fucking wild. It wasn't like, and it's just, it's really just unlike anything I've ever done physically. So you can't really compare it to anything. All you can do is try to do it over and over again. So, and if you're doing it, you realize how fucking powerful the ocean is. It's like, I never, like, you know what, dude, we got really high, me and Dave and you probably Jay too. Remember when we were on Shiprock just looking at the ocean one night, like really stoned, being like, dude, look how fucking powerful it is.
Like, I mean, I don't remember it exactly, but that seems right.
Dude, just staring mind. Out into the ocean being like,
the mighty fucking empty.
dude, it really fucking, when I surfed and I like the board, I was holding the board and the wave hit me and it spun the board and my arm fucking dislocated. And the waves just started pulling me down underneath, dude. I'm just like looking up, like just trying to swim with one arm. And I remember going like, oh shit, I'm gonna give up. It's so powerful that it wasn't even, you weren't gonna try. You more,
and you're also in crazy pain at this point too.
Crazy
right?
pain. Well, it was
God, weird. I am just an ant under your shoe. Take me and do with me what you will.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you right now, there's a moment where like it's so powerful that you do the mental math. And you get to a place
that is, that's the mental math.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get
10% chance I'm going to live. 10% chance I'm in a Truman Show and then I'm going to hit the wall here eventually. goes, 80% chance I'm getting sucked under, baby.
I just love that Lewis' mental math is just synonymous with thinking. It's just true. I did the mental math, and then I remembered where I put my keys last night.
Doggy.
There's some mental math I figured out. 3.5.
I did the mental math, and you come to the conclusion that you're going to die very quickly.
Lewis just comes up from the water, and he's like, what is pie? I was doing mental math under there.
He also answers in Jeopardy form.
I'm going to have to mental math, you guys.
What is the square root of 833?
Doggy, I'm telling you, right now, you very quickly you realize like I can't fight this ocean, I'm going to fucking die, and dude, I remember just being like, fuck, dude, it's over, like, and I tried to swim again, and my arm clicked back into place, and then I was able to sort of swim and get myself back.
Triumphant music should have started when that happened, like click goes.
No, dude, it's fucking. That was the most scared I've ever been in my entire life. And
so it wasn't even the worst injury necessarily. It was just
so it's just my shoulder currently hurts.
No, yeah,
it's never truly.
Oh yeah,
from no. I've heard
since,
it a couple
ever
times
since my mid 30s. Ever since my mid 30s, I've never had an injury that goes away completely. If you hurt something, it's like
that's 12 years ago. But that's particularly true with dislocated shoulders. Like usually, when someone has it, they're more prone to fucking get it again. Yeah.
Then I dislocated training again in jiu-jitsu, but that was fucking. Accident. We should go. Remember, we were fun, dude. Let's do an episode where we go surfing and we'll fucking record from the beach and come back and tell.
Oh my god,
we're doing that this summer.
I'm gonna have to wear a full coverage wetsuit. I'm gonna look like an asshole in a wetsuit.
They have them.
I know.
How about this? What if we all wear surfing wetsuits? So then you don't seem like the odd one out.
No, it's not that.
You're still going to seem like the odd one.
First of all, guys, we should always wear surfing. It's just we're going to look the funniest. Everyone's bringing up their torn shoulders now. Yeah, sure. I would try to surf. I would try. I just don't think I'd possibly.
Let's go surfing. You're right. Would you go skiing now that we're in winter?
Now I would be willing to try surfing
why not ski? You go down the easy hill, not bunny hills, not like the kids hills, but there's like fun ones where it's like paths.
No, I know, I've gone skiing before in my life. I just don't
I know you did. I know you did. Yeah, you just told me when you were younger.
Yeah, I just never liked it that much. I feel like snowboarding would be awesome, but I also don't think I'd be good at that either.
I think snowboarding is substantially harder than skiing.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I've heard that. Alex, have you been? I know Alex wants to go skiing. Why don't we do a hold on?
I can't ice skate. I can't do any of that shit.
I would love to go skiing with the guys.
Let's do a skank ski trip.
Yes.
Okay. We'll just go.
Can you just go on this one trip before you plan out our next trip?
No, we'll do a skank ski trip. We'll do one night. We'll go to a fucking one of these Hunter Mountain-y type fucking things, right? Dave, you can go home. You don't have to stay the night, Dave. You can fucking go home after the podcast. It'll be in Jersey, right? Fucking.
Maybe.
And then we'll go skiing during the day. We'll do a podcast about it. Drink some hot cocoa. That night we'll do acid that Alex is not bringing.
Dave, let's snowmobile. Let me and you can snowmobile around while everyone's skiing.
Like the bad guys on the mountain.
Yeah, we'll chase you guys on snowmobiles. Skiing's not my thing, but I would definitely try surfing. Ridiculous looking and all in a wetsuit.
More than skiiing.
Yeah, I'd rather try surfing than skiing.
I'm going to make Christine let. We're just going to book a tropical vacation.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and her.
You're going to you're gonna text Christine and ask her if she's okay?
Hey, baby. Yeah. Okay?
Well, just see, guys, just quiet as kept, just between me, you, and the fans right now. Like, we're having a bit of a rough day. And
I'm friends with Christine, and I've heard about so many of your rough days. There's probably been times where it was appropriate for me to be like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I can't do that. That's crazy.
I think there's been times where I've called you and been like, yo, speak to her.
Make sure that she's okay.
Yeah, make sure she's okay, if you know what I mean. Why don't you go take care of her?
Jay's like, Dave, I beat the shit out of Christine and tied her to the radiator, leaving her nothing but her phone. And I still didn't text her.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Because we're
a friend. He goes, I am genuinely worried about Christine, but I'm not going to call her. The optics are bad. I'm not going to check if she's okay. It doesn't look right to my boys.
So look, we're going to wrap this one up in a second. But a couple of things. Number one, this Friday night, we're going to do a best of show. We're going to do another show on Zoom Saturday when we get back. So Saturday afternoon, the 29th of January, we're going to do another show in the afternoon, probably 2-3 o'clock. So look out for that. We'll give you more information about that on social media. But we're giving the whole crew a break for a week where they get to relax in the sun and go to Jamaica. We're going to have probably some fun stories. And that's that. Let's wrap this one up, boys.
Yeah, buddies. We'll catch you guys next time. Whenever Lewis just said that was.
Saturday.
Ernie and Skanks. Until then, Jamaica, man.
Yeah, man.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I'll punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.